This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Could a meeting in Montana tilt the balance of power in the NFL? Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I don't know, tilt the balance necessarily, but it could be one of the big dominoes that falls. And who was the meeting between in Montana, Pearl? We found out yesterday from Jordan Schultz, the Fox insider, that it was Tom Brady meeting with Matthew Stafford. Now, some of the details are in contention, like how coincidental was this or was it on purpose? Feels very much on purpose to me because the Rams have told Matthew Stafford, you can seek a trade, and we know the Raiders are interested. So now the minority owner for the Raiders and the quarterback meeting at a fancy ski resort seems just a little bit too on the nose. But, you know, listen, I kind of like this for the Raiders. I like a swing for the Raiders because they're not drafting high enough to ensure that they're going to get a quarterback. And after that, I don't really love the other options.
But let me ask you, what do you have to give up to do this?
Well, we're all going to find out, because if the Giants are also in hot pursuit of Matthew Stafford, and we can argue whether that makes any sense, but if the Giants are in hot pursuit, they're at least picking third, so they would have a better shot, I guess, at getting one of the QBs in the draft. But what are the Giants willing to part with? It's just a negotiation.
So there's two things. One, if there's two teams, you're all of a sudden talking about a first-round pick. The Rams want a first-round pick. That's a huge cost because both those teams could be top five in the draft next year. It's very, very possible. That's a big risk. Like, you cannot risk losing a future quarterback. Second of all, you're probably going to have to pay 3 years, $160 million. Your cap is going to be screwed by this
deal. Well, the cap keeps going up, though. You know, we always joke that the cap is a figment of our imagination. It's gone up the last 2 years by like $50 million. So, I don't know.
I don't know about that. I mean, there's a big advantage to having a cheap quarterback.
Well, yeah, but this is the thing. The Raiders, and we'll just pause on them for a second when it comes to the pursuit of Stafford. You know, you're playing the hand you've been dealt. You're the sixth overall pick. That's not going to get you probably Cam Warden. It may not get you Shador Sanders. So rather than wait around or maybe sign a guy who's a lesser version, like a Sam Darnold, why not go for a dude that immediately raises your floor, right? Why not go for a guy that immediately lets you compete in the AFC West? You know, you've got an experienced coach. You've got a couple pieces. You're going to have to improve the roster, like, no doubt. I'm not saying he's walking into a sleeping giant here. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be better than what you got.
Well, no, the answer to why not is because you kill your chances of building a Super Bowl roster. You just, in one foul move, you kind of doom yourself to good, not great for a long time. That's why not. I mean, and that's why no 3-14 or 4-13 team has ever gone out on the free agent market and signed a $50 million quarterback, really. Well, actually, I guess the Browns did.
Yeah.
But they actually, the Browns had, it feel like, I'm looking at the recent situations. You had the Broncos getting Russell Wilson, you had the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers, and you had the Browns getting Deshaun Watson. This is a similar situation, maybe a little less high profile, but the Browns had Myles Garrett. The Jets had Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. The Broncos had been building up their team for trying to get Aaron Rodgers. They had Jerry Jeudy and a bunch of guys. Like, the Raiders don't have anybody. The Giants don't have anybody. Like, you're bringing in this really good quarterback with no team around him.
You're also, though, not putting any kind of Super Bowl expectations, which, whether that was right or wrong, existed with Deshaun Watson, with Aaron Rodgers, with Russell Wilson. It was, oh, they're going to come in, and all of a sudden, this thing is going to be gangbusters. I don't think that's what the Raiders are looking at. I think they're saying, let's get back to respectability here. Let's steady this ship. You know, that's one thing that Tom Brady, I think, definitely is, has shown us throughout his career. The guy is not a high and low. He's very steady. And I think that's what they're trying to get to. Hey, let's try to dig ourselves kind of quickly out of this hole, because I don't know if they trust any other option at quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't get it. I feel like that, you know, they've been in limbo for so long. They've been around 500 for five out of the last six seasons. This puts them around 500. How do you...
Well, for the first year. Then you see what happens in the second year.
It's going to get worse and worse.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how I view Stafford, as a 2-year window.
Okay.
And that's it. And I think this is going to be the better of the 2 years for Stafford. And then it's going to start to go downhill.
Okay. But, you know, here's the thing. We can't predict that. Yeah. You have no idea what's going to happen. And he could get hurt like Aaron Rodgers on the fourth snap of the game, or he could go on and be their quarterback for the next 2 or 3 years and, kind of be like that, I don't say bridge because he's way better than a bridge quarterback, but gives you time with a combination of, you know, Pete Carroll and Tom Brady, you know, guys who think they could maybe find a quarterback a little bit later rounds, but give them time to develop. It gives you a little breathing room, does it not? A little, you know, as opposed to going into a season with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, and everyone's going to write you off from week one.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that'd be, I guess, if that's your goal, to be 7-9 or whatever, 7-10.
Right? I don't think every team's goal is Super Bowl.
Why? What other possible goal is there?
Well, because they're a 4-win team. So going into next year and saying that we're a Super Bowl contender sounds ridiculous. The Giants have the longest odds to make the Super Bowl. They're so far away. So improving from 4 wins to 8, 4 wins to 9,
I mean,
gangbusters. Sign me up.
The Raiders, they won 8 games in 2023. That was 2 years ago. What good did it do? Nothing. There was no impact on the franchise. And the Giants, too. Like, if your goal is not a Super Bowl, then why even have a team? Like, sell the team.
No, I mean, I meant each season, right? Yeah. Like, there's baby steps here. Like, right. I don't think the Commanders went into last year and the goal was not Super Bowl. And they end up making it to the NFC Championship game, so now the expectation have changed. Everyone's in a different spot.
But does signing Matthew Stafford bring the Giants or the Raiders closer to a Super Bowl or further away from a Super Bowl? And the answer is, to me, very much further away, because it immediately takes away your chance of getting a franchise quarterback. Like, you're not going to, who are you going to get? You just have no chance of getting, like, the next Eli Manning or the next Patrick Mahomes. Because you're going to be too good to draft somebody, and all your money's gone. So, like, where are you going?
Well, Patrick Mahomes is not the great example there.
Went number 10.
Yeah, like, you didn't need that, you know, Eli went 1. Like, if you could find Patrick Mahomes at 10, the Raiders pick at 6. At 6. You know, the problem is this draft. This draft. Right. Is an issue. If it was like last year where 6 quarterbacks went in the first round, okay, now we've got a little bit of option, and now I don't think there's a market for Matthew Stafford like this. But that's not what we're dealing with here.
Well, but I think you have to think bigger picture here. Like, they know next year's draft is probably going to be really good. So, I mean, you got Garrett Nussmeier's going to be there, and you got probably Arch, maybe not Arch. You got Nico. I mean, he's eligible, and you never know. And you get one or two guys who could emerge. This is a weak class. And again, this is not what fans want to hear, but I do think you have to think big picture as a franchise. Always think big picture. I mean, maybe the better version, if you told me Tom Brady's going to try and find a 5th rounder who's going to be the next Tom Brady, then I'm listening. But
they might do both.
Yeah. Good luck.
Well, I mean, Pete Carroll found Russell Wilson. Tom Brady's Tom Brady. These are the late round, like, folk heroes.
I am so curious, and this has been going on. Why do you think Tom Brady's going to be a good executive when every other great player turns out to be a bad executive? What's different about him?
Well, not every player is a bad executive.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of Derek Jeter. Like, the level of him, Michael Jordan was terrible, obviously. Like, I feel like it's a big unknown whether he's going to be a good executive. He could easily be bad. In fact, it's probably more likely that he's bad.
Well, let's give him a shot, right? Let's give him a chance. I'm not going to write him off just because Jeter wasn't good. I mean, Elway was kind of a mixed bag. Won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, but could never really find that quarterback. Ozzie Newsome has been lights out, amazing.
Well, so, Ozzie Newsome and Tom Brady and John Elway are different things.
I don't know. Is Ozzie Newsome in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, but Ozzie Newsome was a Hall of Fame tight end for the Cleveland Browns. He's not in the GOAT conversation.
I'm just saying, you're asking for former players who were good at it. I gave you one.
No,
and
no,
you
no,
don't
no,
want to dismiss it. I just want to see with Brady. I'm not going to bury him yet before I see the results.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, the odds are in this kind of situation, like, it usually doesn't go anywhere. And if he goes, if he trades a first-round pick and signs Matthew Stafford to a three-year, $175 million deal, I'll be like, oh boy, this is Troubletown, USA.
855-212-4227. Adrian is our pal in Maryland. Adrian, what's happening?
Hey, Perloff, I'm with you. Let's see what Tom Brady can do as an executive first before we put him in the Hall of Fame. Just because he was a great quarterback doesn't mean he's going to do that in the front office. Also, Maggie, I got to disagree with you about the Raiders.
Yeah.
I think they're in the win mode now. The win now, because that's exactly what Pete Carroll said at the press conference. He said they're trying to win now.
Yep.
He's 70, what, 72, 73?
Yep.
It's not like he can wait 7-8 years to try to win. So I think they got to win now. And this report with Brady and Stafford just coincidentally bumping into each other, come on now.
Convince Perloff this was not a coincidence that they both ended up at this fancy place in Montana.
Wait, Adrian.
I understand that it's a rich person place, but we got Tom Brady in the booth. Now he's meeting up with other people. I feel like he's getting some preferences here.
Do you think they will win now, Adrian, with Pete Carroll and say they did get Stafford?
No, I don't. I don't think they have enough on the offense. And they still got to resign. What's the name? The defensive end,
Max Crosby.
Yeah, Crosby. So I think they got to build it. If Brady wants to be a good executive, he has to build something. They're not going to win, not in the AFC. Let's say that, not in the AFC.
Adrian, you're right. I mean, listen, it's a very tough division. Thank you for the phone call. I get so distracted here and every time I go to the website of the Yellowstone Club where they met. Or where Stafford may have been staying or something like that. This might be one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my life. It is just gorgeous. Listen, this is the other thing. Nobody is saying that the Raiders' only plan is Stafford, right? They're kicking the tires on Stafford. So I don't think they're painting themselves into a corner. I don't think that they're saying they have to have a couple options here because, to be honest, like, they're just not sitting in a very advantageous position.
Yeah. I mean, and also, Adrian brought up, too, like, they should be calling Roger Goodell and saying, can I go to the NFC West? Like, get me out of this division.
What matter?
That's the big problem here is, oh, man. I mean, listen, Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, who hadn't made the playoffs in years, and brought them to a Super Bowl championship. So it can be done. It's just a really tough spot. And you say that's not their only plan. I haven't heard many other good plans. Maybe, why don't you trade a first-round pick, try and get up to get Shador?
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought maybe Dion and Tom might, you know, kind of put their heads together and try to pull a Manning family situation and steer Shador to the Raiders. But again, that there's a lot of factors and variables that have to go into that. You need a team that's going to play ball. You got to be able to make the trade. Like, there's just so much.
Also, it feels like Shador is heating up a little bit, and it feels like the Browns are sending out the message that we're taking a quarterback. So I don't think he's going to fall enough. I still like, and the Titans, we're about to talk about Abdul Carter.
Yep.
With an injury, all of a sudden, like, he's iffy at number one overall, and then it's going to be a quarterback, so it's going to be harder for the Raiders to get up there.
Yeah, Abdul Carter, so already dealing with the shoulder issue. We obviously saw that in the college football playoff championship game, semifinal game. where he basically had one arm and still was effective, which is just bananas, but now has a stress reaction in his foot. May need a screw, may need surgery. And not exactly what you want to hear when you're on the cusp of making millions and millions and millions of dollars. We'll talk about that next with our pal Rock Positano, the world-renowned foot doctor, who usually brings a live foot to the live stream.
Usually, especially because you're requesting the live foot, Maggie. Are you putting the request out?
I am, because you want to know what? It helps with the visual. And I think we're the only radio show in America that gets a foot on their live stream.
We would put your foot on, but we needed the widescreen camera. It's not like
it's not an IMAX.
Yeah.
So we'll do that next. We also have some poll questions out there for you at Maggie and Pearl on X. Does Matthew Stafford and the Raiders make sense? And also, are the 49ers signing Brock Purdy begrudgingly or excitedly? You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl on X.
All right, Maggie, the second half of the basketball season is here. It is race to the playoffs. It's totally awesome. Every night, NBA is great. And the best place to enjoy it is Prize Picks. You can cash in on your favorite sports. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So easy to use. Pick two or more players across any sport. Also, let's not forget college basketball. Let's not forget hockey. Ovechkin with the race. There's so much going on right now this time of year. You pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money.
Yeah, America's number one daily fantasy sports app is available to even more folks. Our friends in California and Texas, go ahead and download the app now. Use the code MNP and get a $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Can I interest you in a little Draymond Green points, rebounds, assists, more than 19.5, and Aaron Gordon points, rebounds, assists, more than 22.5. That one's from me to you. Okay, let's get back to it. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get a $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. Get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you get the $50 bonus credit just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. All right, you know what time it is, Maggie. One of our favorites is joining us, Dr. Rock Positano, Hospital for Special Surgery. Of course, an expert in a non-surgical approach to the treatment of foot disorders, which is really why we wanted to talk to you today, Rock. Rock, we have a situation with the NFL draft. How you doing, bud?
Oh, well, my friend. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing great, Dr. Positano. Thanks so much for doing this. So there's a very important defensive pass rusher, and his name is Abdul Carter, and he just played for Penn State and wrapped up a phenomenal career. But now we find out that he has a stress reaction in his foot and has been consulting with doctors, may need surgery, may not. Can you tell us about a stress reaction, and does and should this require surgery? Give us the details.
Well, Maggie, that's a very good question. Of course, we should have learned something from 7'6" center Yao Ming from the Houston Rockets. Many years ago, they had done surgery on him also because he had a similar type of an injury. What people have to realize is that the foot is one part of the body that even if you do a surgery textbook perfect, there is no guarantee it's going to actually work and in some cases make it worse. Okay. So I think they really have to proceed with caution, especially with the size of this guy. I mean, one of the reasons why Aaron Judge did so well was because they didn't do the surgery on his foot. I mean, because of the size of the fellow, the fact that he has such great strength. So you need to be very, very careful with this, especially when you're dealing with a person that has to have what they call impulse driving, which is what a pass rusher does. And one of the things we also learned is when Lawrence Taylor ruptured his Achilles tendon, it was the same type of a situation where when you're dealing with a pass rusher, the ability to make a quick pivot on your foot is absolutely, absolutely imperative. And of course, you can imagine the tremendous amount of stress that puts on the rest of the body.
So Abdul Carter is a very young. He's, I think he's 21. Does the age come into factor here? So you know, he's about to go into the NFL as a draft. Could he say, you know what, I'm going to do this now, get it out, recovery out of the way for 2 months, and then start my career fresh? Or does he say, like Aaron Judge, you mentioned, that, okay, I think I'll be a better player if I stay off this? Because maybe he thinks he can recover quickly.
Well, Pearl, this is the problem, is that, you know, again, there's no such thing as simple foot surgery. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, how light you are, how fat you are. It has nothing to do with that. The problem is that the foot is an unpredictable part of the body because of the constant loading it has to undergo. So when people try doing things like surgery as a preventive measure, I mean, they really do open up the Pandora's box. And I think it would be a very dangerous situation to do something like of this nature to a person of this type of caliber in terms of their ability to be able to run, to pass rush, et cetera. So I would really proceed with great caution.
Dr. Akpositano, world-renowned podiatrist, hospital for special surgery. Perloff's a patient and knows Dr. Rock's great work firsthand. Okay, this might sound like a stupid question, Dr. Positano, but I'm told there are no stupid questions. If you're going to put a screw in somebody's foot, does that mean surgery? Is that a surgical approach or a non-surgical approach?
No, that's a surgical approach. Okay. That's invasive.
Okay.
And again, Maggie, what happens in cases like this, once you start putting hardware in a person's foot, you change the whole biomechanics of the foot and the ankle. And that's the one thing that Leonardo da Vinci taught us, is that the foot is the absolute foundation of the body. If you start changing the anatomical and the functional nature of that foot, you don't know where it's going to go. And the problem is that he may get problems somewhere else in his foot. It may go to his heel. It may go to his ankle. And of course, in cases of a guy this size, it may also affect other parts of his lower extremity, like his knee, his hip, and his lower back.
Dr. Positano, you consult a lot of professional teams in multiple sports. If, for example, the Tennessee Titans have the number one overall draft pick and they called you and said, you know, we really like this kid, but there's an equal player, do you think we should knock him down maybe a pick or two because of this? What would you tell them?
Well, look, the thing he does have, Pearl, going in his favor is that he is young, okay? And yeah, he's clearly in excellent shape. There are so many things that could be done non-surgically in terms of rehabilitation, in terms of orthotic therapy, that could really stabilize this fellow's foot so that it does not need to get an operation. Yeah. And I think if they could stabilize it the right way, which there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to do that, I think this guy stands a really great chance of having a great career without any tremendous problems later on.
Dr. Akpa, last question from me, and it was going to be about the future for Abdul Carter. So let's say he, you know, whether he gets the surgery or doesn't get the surgery, is this going to be a chronic issue that he's going to have to manage for the rest of his career?
That's a good question, Maggie. The answer is probably yes, again, because of the tremendous amount of force and pressure that has to go through the human foot on a daily basis. Because remember, it's not just when he's on the playing field, okay? It's when he's even just walking around. And people don't realize that walking is a tremendous amount of force and stress on the foot. So I think this is one of those things that has to be constantly managed, constantly evaluated, and then hopefully kept under control.
Okay, real quick, Dr. Positano, I want to ask about Aaron Rodgers. He is actually reportedly out of the country now, deciding whether he wants to play again next year, where he's going to play. Do you think he could be better next season?
Absolutely. You know, one of the problems, Pearl, with that injury is that it takes 2 years normally after that type of surgery to really, quote unquote, get their footing back. And I have a funny suspicion that if he does play, he's probably going to make a significant difference somewhere else.
Wow. Jets fans don't want to hear that. I know you know a lot of Jets fans. That is a nerve-wracking statement.
Well, look, Pearl, that's the nature of the beast. You know, again, Achilles injuries are very, very difficult to manage. And of course, there's that psychological component that we mentioned, which no other type of surgery has. When a person ruptures their Achilles, it's always in the back of their mind. I mean, Lawrence Taylor, again, was a perfect example. He never got his step back because he always was thinking in the back of his mind, am I going to rip this Achilles again? So I think, you know, it takes two years of not only just functional rehabilitation, but psychological rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you talk about a Pandora's box, when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers and a psychological anything.
Yes. Well.
He's a unique dude.
I mean, listen, you got me. You should see my confidence on the basketball court now because I work with Dr. Positano. Psychologically, I have so much confidence in my left ankle thanks to this man. Rock, great to see you. Yeah.
Hey, listen, guys, thanks so much. But remember, you know, when you're dealing with a foot, always go non-surgical first because of what I said. No matter how well or how, you know, functionally well something is constructed, there's no guarantees because of that constant weight bearing that that surgery is going to actually help. But unfortunately, it could also make it worse.
And next time we'll have the live foot model. Is she available? Last time you were
Kendall?
On.
Sure. Kendall, yeah. Where's your foot? Kendall's here, actually. Kendall,
okay.
Let's see the foot.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv. Yeah. Where's the stress?
There it is.
It's Kendall's foot.
So where's the stress back? Where's the stress reaction? Can you point it out on Kendall's foot?
Well, I think it's more in the midfoot part. Okay. But again, there's been no specifics, okay? But Kendall tries very hard to take care of business around here, you know, and we do very well as a group. We all have a lot of fun. There she is. Sorry.
We didn't know we actually had a foot off camera this whole time. We could have had it on. Well, Kendall, listen. Thank you.
Kendall, thank you. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. But look, yeah, listen, we have a lot of fun, but we do a lot of fun things here at Special Surgery. And we have a great group of doctors that work with us. And it's always a pleasure to be part of a world-class institutions such as Hospital for Special Surgery.
Yeah, you guys are the best. The reputation is unmatched.
Yep.
Dr. Rock Positano knows everything, foot, ankle, knows a lot about sports, too.
And an incredible writer, Dinner with DiMaggio. We could go on, and we'll have you back. The foot's waving behind you, by the way.
Foot's waving. I see it.
It's a little distracting.
Find another sports talk show that brings a live foot onto their live stream. I dare you.
We try our best, you know, to give the most accurate depiction of what's going on. So what's better than a live foot, right?
Nothing.
You know, that's how I look at it. And look, things are going fun here. By the way, I don't know if you know this, Pearl. We have a new sports medicine chief named Dr. Riley Williams. Maybe you've heard of him. An excellent, excellent sports medicine doctor and surgeon. We're very, very thrilled that he's assumed this position here. So I think HSS's sports medicine program will continue to be one of the tops in the country and probably in the world.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank
Rock.
You, Dr.
Yeah,
Rock.
Good to
appreciate
see you.
It. Talk to you soon.
See you guys. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Dr. Rock Positano. And you know what? If Drew Rosenhaus, who I'm sure, is aware of Dr. Rock Positano, and that's Abdul Carter's agent, that's worth a conversation because, you know, Dr. Positano said he's worked with everybody in multiple sports. I mean, he's saying the non-surgical approach is the best one.
Yeah, I mean, when I was hearing that, I was thinking, I think he might fall out of number one because of this, but I don't think he falls below five. And honestly, you know, I always thought he was maybe a Cleveland number two because if they lost Myles Garrett, boom, you put Abdul Carter right in there. Now, I think Cleveland's going to go quarterback. But you look at a team like Jacksonville at five, like, are they willing to take a little bit of a risk here to get a potential Hall of Fame player?
I'm going to be honest, and I know Dr. Rock was actually putting a positive spin on this, you know, that he could be fine, but he did say this could be a chronic issue that he's going to deal with for the rest of his career, and it's not just on the field. Think about it. You got to practice. You got to keep yourself in shape. You got to live your life, and if I'm a GM, I think this scares me off.
Yeah, but I mean, the guys who fall just a little bit, like I think Micah Parsons fell a little bit because people worried about his personality. Warren Sapp fell because he failed a drug test. Like a lot of Hall of Fame guys fall. This could be like a classic, oh, he fell back four spots and we got a superstar. I would still bet on him to be a multi-time Pro Bowler. He's awesome.
Yeah, those situations aren't the same. You know, this is a medical issue.
No, but it's happened with medical issues too, where guys have fallen just a little bit. Because like Gronk, for example.
Yeah.
Gronk, they thought Gronk's back would not respond. A lot of these young guys, the injuries come back to normal. I bet you if we go through, a lot of guys probably fell because of medical and then were really good.
Yeah. But Gronk fell out of the first round, didn't he? He was a second round pick.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Gronk was going to be a first rounder anyway. It was a tight end. They usually don't go in the first round.
Andrew Bogish is here with all the latest headlines.
Has Dr. Rock ever had the honor of working with the canvas of your feet?
I mean, I know the office is probably big, but I don't know. They've got the pure tonnage. To deal with a foot like mine. We know my feet are gigantic. And I know he's worked with like 7 foot tall basketball players. They need like a crane, basically. It's kind of like what you need for my feet.
But if we just showed him your feet, he would have thought you were like Yao Ming or Sean Bradley.
I mean, my feet would come up on the live stream like Jaws. Like you need to cue the music, like dan it, dan it, dan it, dan it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was in there the other day and CeCe Sabathia just left a minute. You can't have bigger feet than CeCe.
Try me. Why do you think I have such good balance? Yeah, I just I wouldn't want to scare Dr. Positano. I was like, whoa, it's the expectation because I'm a woman that my feet are going to be smaller, and then I hit him with the 2x4s.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking he's had LeBron in the office many times, who's a 16. That's a big foot.
Yeah, I mean, we could share shoes, bro. What's that in women's?
Speaking of the NBA, the Red Hot Pistons welcomed the Celtics to Detroit last night, and they stayed hot.
Cade Cunningham with the basketball. Cade with 17, 9 assists. A little hit check by Stu. Off it goes to Beasley. Heat check.
There
he hits another one. 96-79, Detroit.
Bees is on fire right now.
On fire on Pistons radio. Beasley hit 6 threes, scored 26 points. Cade Cunningham threw in 22 plus 11 dimes in a 117-97 rout, extending the Piston win streak to 8, their longest since 2008. Cunningham proud of that.
See it come into fruition now is a great thing. I'm happy for the city. But, I mean, I'm not satisfied at all. I think there's still a lot more work to do. I think the city wants to see a lot more. The city wants championships, and so we're slowly building towards that.
For now, the Pistons 4.5 games clear of the East play-in. The Celtics, meanwhile, see their 6-game win streak end. The Sixer losing streak did not end. It is now 9 after a 110-105 loss at the Knicks. James Harden had 30 in the Clippers' 122-117 win in Chicago, and the Heat hammered the Hawks 131-109. Tyler Hero, 24 and 10 assists. I guess for the record, Tom Brady's agent has called the report that TB12 hosted Matthew Stafford at his Montana home, quote, inaccurate. But that's really the only thing Brady's camp could say, because if Stafford was at his home, that probably might have been tampering. And it is worth pointing out that both Stafford and Brady have dabbled in maybe illegal conversations with teams at times. So, again, it's not hard to put this all put it together, I guess.
Yeah, like, this is the meeting in Montana, as Bogus just said, Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, right when the Rams have said to Stafford, hey, you can go seek a trade. We know the Raiders are interested, and boom, they end up in the same ski resort town in Montana. Like, I wonder who called who. I just feel like such an idiot that I ever believed that Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay meeting in Cabo was ever like a chance meeting. Yeah. I feel like such a dummy now. Wait. Oh, that makes sense.
Well, I thought that was a chance meeting. I thought they were just both down there partying and they hung out.
And I mean, I don't think that was tampering necessarily, but Brady and Stephen Ross was tampering.
But I don't think McVay.
So Brady's cool with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
Brady on Stephen Ross's yacht cost him a first round pick.
Right.
Right. I thought like McVay just happened to be down there.
See, I did too, but now they're going back to the same playbook twice.
But why would you not just happen to be down there in Cabo? Like, and by the way, why does Brady need to meet with Stafford? If he wants to hand him the money, then what's the difference? Like, what is this meeting about?
I think you need convincing to go to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's a selling? You've been talking about how the roster sucks.
Yeah, like, you're not going to just say, hey, here's some money, you know, show up in May. Like, yeah, I think you need to convince me why I'm signed up to that train wreck.
So, does Stafford have a no-trade clause?
No, I don't think so. He just has the ability to, as always, like, he can kind of...
He could always retire.
Yeah.
Actually, I did read this yesterday. Joe Corey had it on CBSSports.com. He does not have a no-trade clause. So Joe Corey is a former agent and said Matthew Stafford is the only person to blame for why he's in this predicament, that he could have held he could have held the Rams a bit more over the barrel after they won the Super Bowl to get a bigger contract. He didn't take all the money. He got surpassed immediately by Deshaun Watson later in that offseason, but obviously that was a crazy situation. And he didn't get a no-trade clause. So I don't know. I thought Stafford's agent was Don Yee. That's Brady's agent.
Yes.
So whoever Stafford's agent is, I'm assuming...
Jimmy Sexton.
Jimmy Sexton. This guy's been around our whole lives. Absolutely. How do you not get him a no-trade clause?
I actually don't know. Are there a lot of...
Yeah, Josh Allen has one, Mahomes, a lot of the top guys have
okay. one. Let me ask you this. Like, yes, it probably was intentional. You guys have convinced me of this, but don't you think all these people, like when Matthew Stafford is retired, would you be surprised if he was hanging out the same place as Tom Brady? Of course he is. All these people all go to the same places?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's probably, whether it was pre-planned completely or, hey, we're in the same town, I heard you're here, let's get together. Like, that's not, like there's different variations of the same thing.
Did you
that
say,
they
like,
talked about. The Raiders situation.
Did you say Carissa Thompson and Aaron Andrews were
I knew that's how I knew of the club.
The Yellowstone club.
They were here
a lot
this
of,
week.
No, but a lot of people, and my guy Dave Matthews has performed there. Mountain Joy, who I also love, was just there.
Philly
like I just, that place just keeps coming up, and so I shouldn't know
it's
that it exists.
To you, folks.
Yeah, because I can't go there, but I'm very well aware of it.
And Montana is like, isn't it famous for celebrities? Like everywhere.
Yeah, actors. But so is Park City.
I don't
so
think like Montana.
Tahoe
is Big Bear. I mean,
I think Montana is particularly...
Okay, but Pearl, the day, the time, it's not like we're on a holiday weekend here.
I've also never heard of Brady being in Montana before. Not that he hasn't, but like I know Brady
is
in Florida.
House
yeah, but that's news to me too.
Yeah, so Peter King, I remember, I think because we weren't working together at the time. Maybe we were. His Monday morning quarterback after Brady won the Super Bowl, Peter did the whole column from Brady's home.
In Montana.
I could probably find it. He wouldn't say exactly where it was, but he does the description of his house. And also when Brady did Tom versus Time, there's a scene where Julian Edelman and Gronk and a Deion Brandt, and I can't remember who it was, they all go work out in Montana. So he's open about being in Montana.
Yeah, I can't watch the Brady propaganda.
How do you find a flat surface to run routes in Montana? I feel like that's a difficult place.
It's his backyard.
That's why they're so good. They're running hills.
Yeah, it's about high altitude. It's all mountains.
Right. Yeah, it's like the Rocky IV montage. Yeah, the Rockies in the snow.
Yeah,
like exactly. I don't want to see Edelman twist an ankle on a rock in the Montana. This feels like a dangerous workout spot.
Oh man, folks, thanks so much. We got a lot to do, including some college football news for you, which we will not neglect, and a crazy story that is finally being revealed after all these years. I've always wanted to know what really went wrong here with one very important historical team. And we got the answer. I'll tell you about it next, M&P.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Got a lot of news that's happening right now. The Matthew Stafford pursuit, Perloff, by both the Raiders and the Giants. Brock Purdy starting contract negotiations with the 49ers. Are they doing this begrudgingly, or is the team signing him excitedly? And we've got all this other news from the combine. But would you allow me to go back to wrap up some old stuff
sure.
for a second?
Yeah.
Because haven't you always wondered just a little bit of really why did LeBron James leave the Heat after only four seasons, right? Like, he makes this huge deal of going to Miami. I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And then all of a sudden, four... yeah, well, he got two. He got two out of four, which is not bad. And, you know, after that, basically, he just, you know, left. Went back to Cleveland. Now, a lot of people thought, okay, you want to make it right with the people of Cleveland, or he saw Kyrie Irving, you know, maybe was super talented and thought, okay, this could be a better roster. Turns out none of that is true. We finally got the story courtesy of Dwayne Wade, who, of course, had the front row seat of why LeBron James soured on the Miami Heat. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, definitely. What happened?
Dwayne Wade on the Underground Lounge pod. Okay. Here's Wade saying he had a feeling that LeBron was going to leave Miami, and I kid you not, everybody, over some cookies.
This was the first moment where I had an inkling that LeBron may not be back. One thing you don't do is with LeBron cookies. No. This is serious. Like, he loves chocolate chip cookies. Like, chocolate chip cookies and ice cream, he loves.
Manny, that was your laugh track. Dwayne Wade is being dead serious here. Apparently, LeBron James, when he gets onto a plane, Pearl, a postgame, he's got two bags with him full of food. One is from his personal chef to try to keep himself in this amazing shape, and the other is a bag full of cookies. Now, this is just for the plane, right? I don't think this is after every game, but LeBron James wants to eat sweets after games. So here's more from Wade saying that LeBron loves his cookies and Pat Riley had the audacity to take them away.
On the plane, and we play cards at the front of the plane. We play cards, and then at some point, LeBron gonna be like, hey, bring me those cookies. And this one day, he was like, hey, where my cookies at? And they had to come up there and whisper in his ear and tell him there were no more cookies on the plane.
Yeah.
That was set back away from the game. He pushed that table, that cards back. He sat there quiet, doing his head like this. I was looking, I'm like, he ain't play cards no more. He sat there like this.
It's Smack, you gotta know, if this card game gets shut down, serious.
Oh yeah, it's serious.
Guys, this is not a joke. Last one here from Dwayne Wade said it was about the cookies, but it was about so much more.
It was too much micromanaging at that point. Like, you're talking about a team who's four finals in a row.
Right.
You don't need to micromanage us. And I felt that he went a little too far with his micromanaging at points like that. You were a grown man. You don't take the cookies away from us. And this just seems small, but we get on and it changes all the chips. You got this that gets you through.
Yeah.
When I get on this plane, I want this because this is what gets me through, because now I'm about to fly to the city. I ain't getting in at 3 a.m. I the food on the plane, I really don't want to eat. Mm-hmm. I can't eat when I get in. I got to get up in the morning. We got to do this again in D.C. Mm. Like, I got to have my comforts along the way or right. I ain't going to be me. Riles take all them comforts away when he hot.
Finally, we get the true story. Pat Riley took away LeBron James's cookies. Ladies and gentlemen, case closed. You didn't find this interesting?
I don't buy it totally.
Finally!
Yeah. I don't know. I think that was a great storytelling, but it feels like, you know, kind of how when you look back 10 years later at a situation, I don't know. Do you really believe this?
I mean, Dwayne Wade is admitting that Pat Riley became too much of a micromanager. Now that you can believe.
Yeah, but also it feels like that's Dwayne Wade's opinion of Pat Riley. And I do believe this is all probably true, but don't you think that they could have figured that out if he wanted to stay in Miami?
See, I'm not sure, because I think Pat Riley is one of those guys who has earned an my way or the highway, in his mind, has earned a my way or the highway type of thing. Look at how this all just went down with Jimmy Butler. I mean, you know, I think that Pat Riley would say, no more cookies, guys. Like, and I know best. And LeBron is coming at it and saying, I'm a grown man. you know? And we had that, there's that footage of Michael Finley taking the beer out of Luka's hands, and similar kind of different, obviously different, but you know, I think that these guys want to have a little autonomy, especially LeBron, who knows his body so well. And if LeBron has been operating at a 10 out of 10 for 22 years, like if that guy wants cookies, give him the cookies. It's not, you know, it's not Big Baby Davis bringing the cookies on. Like
it's not Embiid.
Yeah, Joel Embiid, who can't stop eating fast food, or Luka with the sweet tea or all that stuff. Like, it's LeBron. You're really going to mess with the man's chocolate chip cookie addiction?
I don't know. I feel like he was looked at Miami and said, there's something a little bit off about this team. They lost the finals, right, coming off that loss to the Spurs that year. And he said, you know what? There's an opportunity in Cleveland. Not only could I have a better chance of winning a title, I get to correct the greatest wrong of my career, which was leaving to go to Miami. You know, he'd never like that black hat stuff. Like,
yeah.
So I think LeBron's all about the rings. I don't buy this cookie stuff. I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. Maybe Dwayne knows the situation a lot more than me. I think if he was micromanaging and LeBron thought I could win three more rings here, he would have taken the micromanaging.
Pat Riley doesn't get enough blame for like blowing one of the greatest opportunities in sports history. Like, he had LeBron James in the absolute prime of his career in Miami, South Beach, and you could not convince him to stay beyond Dwayne Wade's prime. That is unforgivable to me.
Yeah, but I don't know.
If I was a Heat fan, I would be beside myself.
They could have gotten not 5, not 6, not 7.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? No, I don't think that team was winning more.
No,
I mean,
but it's
they
Miami
had to reinvent themselves.
Yeah, but it's Miami. They reinvent themselves like every day. That's part of the culture of Miami, is to reinvent yourself. You go there, you can be anybody you want, right? Like,
also, think about how many times the Lakers have had to reinvent themselves. Like, just because you have LeBron doesn't mean you stop tweaking the team.
Yeah, like that shouldn't have been a 4-year. LeBron should have played 10 years there. Who leaves Miami? Nobody.
I think the micromanaging did have, and I think the cookies is one example, but I think Dwayne, we don't know what other areas it bled into. You're right, Wade's telling a funny story about the cookies and the good punchline and everything, and LeBron stops the card game because he's so ticked off they took the cookies away. But maybe it was more than just the cookies. It's also micromanaging how he plays and all of that.
I know. For most of his career, LeBron's been so smart about where he goes because he wants these good rosters around him to fit his skill set. I felt like that was a basketball decision more than a cookie decision.
Don't you think Riley, that's funny, don't you think Riley's going to go down, though, as one of the great GMs of all time?
Oh, sure.
Right. So why, as opposed to the other, like, think of all the names we've gone through with GMs with LeBron James. Like, he wouldn't trust Pat Riley to continue to tweak the roster and put a great team around him. He trusts David Griffin more or all these other dudes who we barely know.
Well, I think Riley also probably was like, "Ooh, I don't know if this core is winning either." Maybe he was souring on it too.
I just felt
like the energy around that Heat, and again, it was a long time ago now, it was 10 years. The energy around that Heat was dwindling for some reason.
Sure. They got smoked by the Spurs,
yeah.
And they got lucky to beat the Spurs the year before. So yeah, they definitely were on the decline. Just again, it feels like, I think about all the athletes that played in Miami.
Why did they stay there?
Yeah, it's like, how do you lose that? And, like, if LeBron would have went and not won championships other places and had great seasons other places, that would have been one thing. But, like, that was the best version of LeBron James we saw, with the Miami Heat version. And you couldn't keep him around? Like, that's a terrible, terrible mistake by Pat Riley.
LeBron is a wanderer. He left the Cavs because he saw a situation in the Lakers. Like, that's part of his nature.
You know, the other thing, you guys remember the story when Pat Riley goes to Vegas to meet LeBron and try to convince and try to talk about it, whether or not he's going to stay in Miami. And the story that came out of there was that LeBron was very rude to him, right? Kept him waiting outside. They were watching the World Cup or something, and LeBron didn't offer him anything to drink. Like, there's a story out there that was a very tense meeting, and Riley felt disrespected to that meeting. Maybe now the cookies. It was like an eye for an eye.
Yeah, well,
take my cookies, I'm not going to show you any love when we're in Vegas.
That relationship really never got right when LeBron went to him and said, "You need to coach team," and Riley said, "Get the hell out of here and don't ever come to my office again with this BS." When that happened year one, when LeBron went his poster out of there, I don't think it ever really got fully right, because Riles is as intense as it comes, and he runs the Heat organization like a military camp. Like, that's what's been documented. So, LeBron being the guy he is, who wants all the control, I think once that happened to start, this thing was never going to be long term. But I think Pat Riley deserves a lot of blame for that. Any other owner or any other front office guy that loses a generational talent, we'd say you blew it. And with him, for some reason, Riley doesn't get any of that smoke.
Well,
I don't get it.
Because he's won so much. But, like, look at what's going to happen now. Let's say the Warriors make a run to the finals, which we were talking about yesterday with Jimmy Butler. I mean, that's going to also reflect badly on Riles, no?
No.
He's the one who said that, you know, you shouldn't be talking about the team if you're not playing, kind of.
Riley's a goat. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. I think also, too, I think you underestimate LeBron likes to move around. So I think this is more a LeBron thing.
All over chocolate chip cookies. Man. Life is weird. All right, coming up next, so much more to do, including the latest in the NFL.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.